Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Do I have my video on now?
No. Sorry that I had a problem with the modem. I have to restart, and that's why I could connect until now only.
Okay, now I'm turning on the video. And
let's
try. You should see me now, right?
Now I see you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very nice, my dear. Let's see. Give me the fifth string. Okay, let's do one thing for the phrasing.
Okay.
Then we will play also learn phrasing with the thumb.
With the thumb. Okay.
Which is a couple of things. Well, one, that the new scales we will be playing with pass-through note. I will send you here.
Okay.
New scale fingerings. New scale fingerings is this one. And open fingerings. Is this. Let's see. And open fingerings. Open fingerings. It's this one. Let's see. Then, phrasing. Phrasing of entre dos aguas. New phrasing, this one. These three things, so that you can print it.
All right.
And then we can play it. One moment. Phrasing. Yes, this one here. That's right.
Okay, so you sent one. Okay, here's the second one. It takes a minute to load up.
No problem.
Okay. Print. Save. Okay, let me go see if they're printed off. Okay, so major scales 2.
That's right. Let's start by the open. Fingerings.
Open fingerings. What does open fingerings mean?
I mean, I send you three links. So the second link.
The second link. Okay. Open fingering. Okay.
Yes.
And C, and I see what you're saying, it's open string. So it starts at...
D,
Okay, well, that's my usual one.
Sorry?
That's my normal one. I like to play in C or A minor if I have my choice.
Yes, that's right. Then give me the fifth.
The
fifth string.
The fifth.
Okay, so we get first one C major. One pass through note.
Okay.
Then we have D major.
I'm a little less familiar with that one.
0 to 3. That's the third one.
Oh.
I want to read the second one.
The second one.
And it has a pass-through note. All has have a pass-through note, which is cross diagonally.
Why do we cross out those notes?
Because to indicate that this is a pass-through note.
They're a what kind of note?
To indicate that this is a pass-through.
A pass-through note. Oh, you mean a pass-through
note? Not a pass-through. Yes, pass-through note. It means it's an extra note that you don't land on it, but you can play it. So all these fingerings there that you can do. But now let's read the one that says phrasing, because those are fingerings to read. Just
okay,
for the next.
Now the pass through notes. Those are the notes that if this were being in the relative minor, like for instance A minor, the pass through notes you would play for what, the harmonic minor, right?
Uh-huh. That's another thing. It means that, for example, in the C major scale that you have there, play the normal scale. Okay, and now what's the pass-through note there? You have indicated the page. Okay, now on that page, which is the note that you have as pass-through note?
Okay, and they are sort of to give a little
flavor. I ask you, which note you have as pass-through note on the first fingering?
On the first one, it's the first fret on the third string.
So it means that whenever I am playing that scale, I can do, or I can do,
okay.
Right? I can do either. I can utilize one extra note to go to the A.
Instead of A, it's you flat the.
No, instead not to go to A.
Oh, I see. To go to it. No.
That's right. That's right. You understand that.
Okay.
That's right. So those are notes that we use. It's just to ornament, kind of ornament.
All right.
Alternative ornaments. Now, let's do the one that says phrasing. Phrasing. Yes.
Okay, now this is the same as last time, isn't it?
Yes, only thing that one has some notes less.
Okay, the ones you asked me to cross out last time.
Yes, that's right. And also it has the third and fourth line indicates things with the tongue. This.
One, two, three, four. Okay, on the fourth line. Those are thumb.
So let's play with the bass. Same phrasing as number one, but at an octave below, right? That's right. Now.
Okay, so that's it. Okay, 7, 8.
Now, 10, 11, and then please 10. So, the rhythmic of those phrases, that's what we will learn today, is this.
3rd string.
That's right. Yes.
So we'll be...
private video. play the rhythm of Entre Dos Aguas slow along with it, so that we can fit the phrases there.
That rhythm there?
Just this one. I will send it to you. It's different. One and this. This one. It's this one here. One, two, three. One, two, three, four, one. We need to learn to play this. Finally, but we need to do it counting and playing and everything. Proper internalization of the rhythm. Let's see. And you can print also that page, that last page, so that we can do it easily.
Oh, is there a page to print out too?
Yes.
Okay, I see that now. And that's different than the one I put
yes,
up last
different.
Time.
That's different. We are doing all new things.
Okay.
Just the other phrasing was relatively known for you, but it has other tessitura played with bass.
Okay, let me run and get that.
Yes, no problem.
Okay, I guess the difference is in the third beat, right?
Well, there we have one and two and three and four.
And then, well, what is the symbol in the beat three? Looks like a dollar sign.
That one is the silence.
Oh, silence, a pause?
That's a pause, a rest.
Okay.
So, it means we have one, we have one, then two, and then three, then just contratempo, then four. So let's play and count it like this. One and two and three and four and one.
On the rest, the thumb, is that still going to ring, or do I need to silence the strings at that point?
One, two, three. No, the thumb it came from thumb down. The note before the rest is thumb down, which means the notes are ringing.
Oh, they are ringing, okay.
Yes. Now, let's play with the video. I want you to play with the video with the following chords, which is four chords. So, Entre Dos Aguas, you get four chords.
Okay, where did my video go?
A minor, B minor, A minor, and B7 flat 9. Four chords.
Okay. Well, I've got my video going.
Now we will play the chords of Entre Dos Aguas at 56 beats per minute, slow. And try to learn the muted middle ring finger down when the thumb is landing on the fifth, like this. Right? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. You see, I'm not playing the sixth string at all.
Two strumming patterns on each chord. So first chord, what chord is? A minor. Mm-hmm. Play A minor. Second chord, B minor. Third chord, A minor. Fourth chord, B7 flat 9. That's right. So we have four chords. And we will play two strummings on each one.
Okay.
So therefore, let's start with the A minor. A minor 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, but I need you to count this. That's the exercise.
One, two, four.
Is middle ring finger down, landing thumb on feet.
That's
right.
I'm going to have to slowly go through this. I can't learn it while we're talking.
But the lesson is about, can you protect that you do it now? At least slow, but you should do it just that you can practice proper. Otherwise, you may practice something that is not the thing.
Okay.
Let's check it at least slower. And of course, you have 15 days to do this thing.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and
that's right. now you have it prepared. Now I make sure you will practice nicely this thing. So how you will do? You will do 1, 2.
Okay, now, it seems to me last time you said we changed chords on the last half of 4.
That's right. That's why 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1. Now we will change on the 1. So, look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, so in the last note of the strumming, which is what? From that, right?
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it, the change of chords, to make sure that you can do it. Play that.
Yeah, I understand it. It's just that it's going to take a while before I can introduce that to my muscle memory.
Look,
right now I get very confused. There's too many things to think. I can only think of one thing at a time. So
okay.
I work
then
on
then
one
then
aspect.
Then let's think of just of the strumming without change chord first.
Okay.
Let's take it away, man.
Just play it at the upper position?
Yes. First we will do just 4 chords here, and then we will go to this part. When we play on that, how we do? A minor there, on the 5th fret, bar 5. A minor. Then how we do it? A minor. That now our song will length where? On the 6th.
On the 6th string.
Yes. Why? You understand why? Because here we can play all the notes.
Oh, and up here, we really didn't want to play that first one.
We don't want to sound the 6th because of the 8th.
And then the B 9th. Is that this?
No. Play the 7th here.
Let's see. Well, there's A, there's B, and then is it
A? I'm playing B7 like this. No,
B7.
So play just B major.
B major is.
That's right. And now the finger 4 goes 1 fret further. No, 1 fret finger 4 on the 10th fret.
Like that?
Finger 4 on the 10th fret.
Okay, finger 4 on the 10th fret.
Yes.
Oh.
That's the chord. And now, don't do bar. Lady finger 1 is on the 7th fret, 6th string, Bruce. Yes, but without bar. Don't do bar. Just normal.
Okay, so I'm just using the top 4 strings.
Look how it sounds.
Okay, so that's
so write
7,
it down. Finger 1,
7, 9, 10, 8, and
zero,
open.
That's
okay,
right.
7, 9, 10, 8, open.
So how it would be with the rhythmic, I will play for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, of course, first is low.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I sent you a private video. That video there is an unlisted video, which is not public, right? It's only
okay.
For the song. So that video there, let's see it. Play with the video. Just put it there and try to follow at least the chord change. So, okay, let's do one thing. Count yourself and play. Just counting. Just counting with my play. No, if you listen to the metronome, that's the count.
To hear the metronome.
Okay. That's 4 and then 4. 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It sounds just 1 clack.
Thank you. might have a problem with the background?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Now we go to B7 flat 9. But not yet, not yet. Listen well to them. And now, A minor. And 5. And then B minor. And 5. Maybe 10 minutes a day you can watch those, because we can design a way in which we play all straight, right? It doesn't have to be fast, we can do it even slower. Mm-hmm. But I made a special video, I don't know if you know this video, maybe not, let me show you. I have one video special for this, which title is Play More in Less Time, as opposed to playing less in more time. This one. And then we'll gradually play, for example, here it was in 5 minutes, played only, but it can also be played slower, and say instead of in 5 minutes, we can play it in 3 minutes. Let me see, this is the number 4, and now number 1. Let's show this one. For example, this is in 10 minutes. So suppose we are at the beginning, we can do a set of 10 minutes. Of course, this one is fast, but we can play it at a slower pace. Let me see. This is the title of the video. One moment. This is just for you to watch how to practice. We are teaching how to practice. More dynamical way to play the scales. Like all in a block, for example, for you also apply same thing. You will also play 10 minutes, right? But as far as you can without stopping. Look, the video. Put this one.
Well, that's what I was doing before. What?
Okay, let's play the 6 fingerings of major scale by Paco de Lucía up to the 3rd position, all in a block, and with pass-through note at 105 beats per minute. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
we started with the C minor, the C sharp, and then went to the E flat. I don't hear you. I can't hear you for some reason.
Oh, let's see. Now you hear me?
Okay, now you can.
Look, it's the same scales you know,
mm-hmm.
but first we start with the open one. Open, and then we go fret one.
Okay. Now, so
far... That's why I send you the open. Now, as far as the speed is concerned, that don't worry, because you will do a dual speed. So suppose for you, no problem, we can do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. For example, suppose you can play 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, but at 82 beats per minute, 3 notes per beat, for example, right? So you will play it at half the speed of that, but the thing is no problem, because you will do all in a block, all straight. Like, I showed her that we don't stop playing the scale. Like, we don't practice the scales. One scale, and then they stop half hour, and then go to another one. Just 10 minutes straight.
Okay, so far, I just know two scales, though, right? Just the C-sharp and the E-flat. I haven't gone to any of the other four, right?
Okay, then now we will wish gradually... first, we will practice with these two.
Okay.
And then we will gradually... add one at a time until we have the six. There are six only, so
okay.
Just learn the third one, and okay. Then include it, and then learn the fourth one, like that.
Okay, so I need to start on the third one, because I got the other two under control, I think.
That's good. So mm-hmm. Then let's try that for the next lesson.
Okay.
With these three scales, the rhythm, counting and playing. Don't forget, because if you count, you will internalize the rhythm. You play very nicely. You will play nice that.
Okay, well, so far I haven't really been playing the scales with the metronome.
Yes, okay. That's why, first, to start easy, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. For example, say, it write down this speed, which is 82 beats per minute, mm-hmm. and 2 notes per beat. So you can do like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, Okay, but that's too fast for now, because we need to play it clean, steady all the time. Even if we do just like this speed, but perfectly play, that's something. We go a bit fast, and then get some mistakes. There are things, notes unclean. That's not good. So we need to go slower and clearer, just that. And then I know you will do fast. You will do fast later once we have perfected the method.
Okay.
Okay, my dear. I see you next class.
See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Bye.